You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KELW's Nina Gensler-Debs.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
This is my husband, Ed, and this is Brando Don Corgileone.
Timer ready? Okay, JoJo ready. 3, 2, 1, go!
Did you know what that was? We sent reporter Claire Strempel to find out more.
Well, so she and I met last day of May, just this year. And, she's been the darling of my life ever since.
Mark Del Rosario is not talking about his girlfriend or an adopted child. He's talking about his pet corgi, Einstein. They've traveled from Denver, Colorado, to San Francisco's Ocean Beach for CorgiCon 2017, a conference for corgi dogs and their owners.
Oh my God, they're amazing! Oh, look, how cute!
It's a sunny day at Ocean Beach, and there are all the usual suspects. Tourists and families strolling, volleyball hotties wearing t-shirts but no pants, and someone hairy doing yoga in the sand. But today, there are also about 1,000 corgis, brown, sausage-shaped dogs with tufty white hindquarters and perky ears. People come from all over the nation, not to mention the state, to connect with the corgi community. There aren't any seminars or classes at this conference, but there are events, like the Corgi Ninja Warrior Agility Course.
3, 2, 1, go!
It's a take on the American Ninja Warrior television series. Basically, corgis weave through cones, jump some bars, and run through a tunnel. Fans are pressed up to the course in a thick crowd. The spectators in the back are straining to catch glimpses of what sounds like a painfully cute competition. Karen Hom is one of the founders of CorgiCon.
You know, they're more agile than people think. I think that corgis like to put on a show, so they may stop in the middle of the course just to say, give a smile, but it's all in good fun.
What looks like 6-inch jumps are still high clearance for some corgis, and it's hard to be nimble around the cones when you're throwing doggy smiles to adoring fans. Some dogs skid out and roll a little off course. If you haven't seen a corgi, maybe their most defining feature is remarkably short legs.
Corgis have the biggest personalities tucked into such a small body.
Big personality, small body. Kind of like kids. Karen doesn't have any of those, but she does have an 8-year-old corgi.
Our fur kids are our kids.
Karen and the other two founders saw there was a huge corgi population in the Bay Area, so they got together and created this event.
We try not to let it grow too large.
CorgiCon has its own language.
So dwerping is kind of that weird little face that they make. I usually call it the corgi stink eye.
Derp and frap may not mean much to the average person, but a corgi owner knows. Christina Iglesias is here with her husband, Brett, and Don Corgileone.
And frapping is frenetic, rapid, active play.
There's also sploot.
So corgis with their short legs, when they sit out, when they happen to lay down, their back legs normally stick out, just like little drumsticks. And so we call that splooting. Looks like they're flying.
Susan Long runs Queen's Best Stumpy Dog Rescue, where all the proceeds from CorgiCon are going this year. The name is a reference to England's Queen Elizabeth, who's owned more than 30 corgis since taking the throne. Susan says the derpy look...
Tongue hanging out, just pure joy and bliss splashed across the face.
Makes corgis social media darlings. But their popularity can make them vulnerable to unprepared owners. Queen's Best steps in when corgis get less than the royal treatment.
They're such energetic, high energy dogs, and they need a lot of exercise, they need a lot of training, and so it's sort of readjusting your lifestyle to accommodate another living being. And so it kind of prepares you for being responsible for another life.
Oh my God, those sunglasses.
Ellen Vang is holding a blanket over her new baby's face to shield him from the sun.
Yes, this is Omi, who's 5.5 months. He's gonna be a corgi lover too.
She's here with her husband and Yoshi, their corgi. Yoshi's wearing an orange backpack and white sunglasses. He's dressed up as an M&M, and lots of people stop to take pictures. He's used to the attention. Yoshi V the corgi has thousands of followers on Instagram.
Yes, he was our first baby. Now we had this one, now they're brofers. He's his brother, but he has fur.
A broad definition of family is what CorgiCon is all about. It's an excuse to spend time with the ones you love and make some new friends in the silly, earnest, short-legged corgi community. From San Francisco's Ocean Beach, I'm Claire Strempel for Cross Currents.